man, is this Dan Burns?
Hey, Joe, why do you got to hang up on me like that? It's Dan. Like when I used to call your sister. I used to call up your house and ask for your sissies to hang up on me like that.
I know, dude. Don't be fucking bringing my sister into this. Greg, hold on. Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, Dan. Let me try to get CJ.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. What? Hey, Joe, just forget it. I don't like to be ignored, okay?
I know, dude. I know. No, it just sucks.
I'm kind of a big deal, man. I'm the beer king.
I'm learning these things as we go, man. Like, multiple calls is still challenging for this. And, Greg,
man, you know,
Greg, I'm going to have CJ call back in, Greg, and just make sure you're continuously calling. But we're going to have to fix it so it just records the whole time without stopping or pausing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be – yeah.
What's up, Danny?
So what's up, buddy? When you come out to Colorado?
Dude, I want to come out immediately. I have no work. I'm fucking dying right now, and it's cold. Well, actually, today was nice. I was on my motorcycle all day. I love it out
there. Oh, nice, man. Say hello to all my cousins up there in Lake Wampanoag area.
I know, dude. That's where I am. I'm like 5 minutes down the road from that place. Dude, how about those Broncos this year?
Super Bowl champions, buddy.
Can you believe that shit, dude? And you're a season ticket holder, am I right?
Yes, sir. South Stands, all the crazies.
I know, dude. Of course. So anyway.
Come out for a game.
Come out for what? Come out and go skiing? Is that what you said?
Come out for a game. You come out skiing, too.
No, dude, I want to. Hey, when are you coming back to the East Coast?
Not for a while. I'm busy selling delicious Prost beer here in Colorado.
I know, dude, but when are you going to come out of state and take that show on
the road? We got to build it on the brewery first.
All right. But, so you're locked in good?
Hey,
go
hey, that was a great birthday party, though, right? Rosa, Dan, and Dana was there and everybody else?
Dude, that shit was nice, dude.
That was a good birthday party.
We had a great time. I know. It's good seeing all those old faces, and man. Fucking Tony Viola, just fucking John Metz. It's good seeing everybody. Dude, I don't even care.
Kelly Kutzak, yeah.
I know. I don't even care if I do podcasts just for my Facebook friends. It's still special. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is special for Facebook, too. Yeah, it's all good, buddy.
That's it.
But hey, guess what? I have another birthday this year, so maybe we'll do it again somewhere.
Yeah, definitely, man. By that time.
Hey.
What's up?
And you know, me and Wayne Organa's got together in Vegas. That was a good time.
Dude, you got to tell me about the highlights of that real quick. Just give me a little rundown.
The highlights is that guy looks like Keanu Reeves and chicks dig him.
I know, but he has no game whatsoever.
I don't want to say that. He doesn't need game when you look like Wayne. But
at some point, you need some game.
He's a great guy. He's back in the business, music business. We wish him well.
I know. I love him. He looks like I always tell him he looks like Val Kilmer's retarded brother. Is that pretty
funny? Yeah, something like that.
I'm just kidding. I love him.
I mean, Wayne couldn't drink with me, but you know, I am a professional.
I know, that's true, man. No, but did he have a good time? Because he's been having a couple rough years in a row, man. I love that, dude.
I don't want to get a lot, but yeah, he had a good time. It's what he needed.
Okay, so Greg.
I took him out to dinner.
Dan, yeah. we're merging a call in right now, so hang on 1 second. So, Greg, I'm going to add this and see if that thing pauses or not. Let me know.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Hey,
why are you fucking hanging up on me?
Greg, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, cool. So we're still recording.
Yep.
Like, it didn't stop and start, did it?
Right.
Oh, fuck. We're good now. We're dialed in, guys.
Hey,
sorry about that.
Joe,
what's up?
Joe, is there like a fucking manual or something you can read?
Dan, fuck off, man. I'm trying to do this like – I'm trying to understand this. It takes me
how many episodes is this?
It takes me a while. This is episode 8, motherfucker.
8?
Fuck, I can do all the talking.
CJ, you're going to have to turn – CJ, you're going to have to turn up the volume, bro.
No, I got to go on speaker. Hang on.
No, don't put it on speaker. Right. It's worse. Hey, Danny, CJ's back.
Hey, CJ.
I'm back.
All right, so we're all East Coast guys. We're all East Coast guys. What's scary is when I tell people to call in and I got East Coast and West Coast friends mixing in, and I don't want anybody to bust me on some of my crazy outrageous stories. So I'm fucking
nervous. You guys are like, holy fuck. You might get to hear me drive up a fucking mountain or something.
I know.
I'm going to give you guys, everybody paying attention. I want to give you the best Joe Howard story ever, right?
All right, go ahead.
It's my favorite Joe Howard story. So it's about 1993, 1994, something like that, right? And I'm get out doing, Joe Howard's come over to my house, and I'm like, I go down the street and do laundry. Joe Howard's on his rollerblades, by the way. He's on roller fucking blades, wearing his New York Rangers jersey.
Always.
Oh, no, was it a Devils jersey?
No, it was Rangers, motherfucker.
It was Rangers. That's what I thought, yeah.
All right.
So we go down the street.
Did he have knee pads on? Because I like Joe with knee pads on. Damn. Anyway.
No, he did not have knee pads on.
Christ.
So At least I don't think so. I didn't notice that kind of thing.
Hey, real so quick, anyway, CJ, so before you continue the story, I used to run away from home and stay at Danny's house all the time.
Because Joe's a little runaway.
Yeah. My story.
Oh, you were a little runaway.
CJ, continue that shit.
All right, so me and Joe Howard are sitting in the laundromat right now. We got a couple of 40 ounces in our hands. We're just sitting there just, you know, doing laundry, whatever. You know, just shooting the shit. And what pops up from behind the washing machine, Joe Howard?
A fucking hooker?
A hooker? No. First, a John popped up.
Yes.
First, a John popped up. He pops up from behind the washing machine, looks at us, and just walks out casually. And we're like, what the fuck was that about? And then 2 minutes later, a hooker pops her head up from behind the washing machine.
Dude, that was the crackle.
Hey, she's a nice lady.
I know. That was a crackle mat, man. That was a fun time.
That was the crackle mat.
That place was crazy, man. I tell you, dude, from like 1991 or 1992 to like 1994, I think I had rollerblades on the whole time. I never took them off.
You totally had rollerblades on.
I used to bang chicks with rollerblades on. That's no joke.
Joe, hookers are not chicks, they're hookers.
I know, dude, but you know, the ones in Hollywood, they're legit, bro.
I'll put them down.
Anyway.
Hey, that's
Joe, I punched the shit out of some guy the other day in a movie theater. I was thinking about you the whole time.
Yeah, dude, hey,
yeah,
man.
I went to go see Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
And we're about, you know, 25 minutes into the movie. Okay, maybe 15 minutes into the movie. I don't know. My wife's tapping me like, if that, 25. And the guy taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, I told you 2 times now to please be quiet.
Are you serious?
And I said, when the fuck was the first time? Go fuck yourself. And he asked me, do you want to step outside? And I said, oh, yeah, I do.
Are you kidding me, dude? That really happened?
I'm not kidding you at all. So we go outside with the guy, and Renee is... My wife is louder than I am yelling at the guy. So we decide to fucking let it go, come back inside the movie theater, right?
Yeah.
And then we're walking back in the movie theater, and Renee says to me, we're just going to go sit over here in these seats now, away from that guy. And the guy says to me, that's what I thought.
Oh, my God. He couldn't just leave it alone.
That's what happened to him after he said those words.
Did you give him a fucking foot to the fucking head?
No, I gave him a fist to the jaw. Dude, I haven't heard a smack like that in a long time.
Did you knock his ass out at least?
No, I didn't knock him out. I hit him pretty good. I hit him so hard that the two of his friends had to jump on me.
Dude, I'm not even going to try to go, like, story-topping, but me and Laurel, we first started going out. Danny, you still there? I don't mean to bore you, but these are good stories.
No, I'm still here. All okay. The violence. I have to send you guys some Colorado edibles.
I'm telling you, exactly, dude.
Yeah.
So me and Laurel...
That would be appreciated, Danny.
Me and Laurel go to the movies, and some dudes walks up... Like, the theater's pretty empty, so this dude walks up... And sits exactly right behind us. Like, not behind her, but behind me. And I just turn around and I look at him like, are you fucking kidding me? There's 500 seats. You're going to sit right behind me, okay? So about 2 minutes into the movie, my fucking seat starts tapping and moving forward. Dude, I jumped over the seat. I was choking the life out of this motherfucker, dude. I dragged him down. I threw him down the fucking stairs and started stomping his ass. No wonder why I'm divorced.
That shit doesn't happen in Colorado. I'm stoned.
Doesn't happen in Colorado. We need everybody to smoke weed and take it down a notch because we're all crazy fuckers.
Yeah.
And people, like, the thing is, everybody's so liberal and gay in California that they think if they pop off to you that you're not going to knock them the fuck out.
And exactly. They don't fear the fist, you know?
I know. It's crazy. So did you finish the movie or did you get kicked out?
I got kicked out. I left before the police came because I beat the guy pretty bad.
Yeah.
What did his friends
say?
There was like probably 2 or 3 guys hitting on me, but I kept beating on one guy. I wanted to make sure his job was done, you know?
I hear you. Danny, let me. I want a story from this week from Danny Burns. Danny, how was your week?
It's been a mellow week, Joe.
Really?
That's not a good story. You got to get me when I'm fucking boozing.
Can you tell
Danny,
us
Danny, another... how many gummy bears did you consume this week?
Today or this week?
this week.
Nah, I take a half one. I'm telling you, man, they're good. They're good for you.
That's yeah,
so they keep your mouth
like one half.
I,
bed?
One full one a knock. I mean, you know, it's good, man. I mean, I'm telling you, this shit's going to be legal everywhere. And I didn't like the stuff because I don't like to smoke, but it relaxes you, man.
It does.
It relaxes.
My wife does it to me. My wife does it to me all, every once in a while. Like, you know, we go away, we go to Idaho, and then we go to Las Vegas, and we go to Palm Springs. Here, just take a
dude, if you're ever in, Colorado, look me up.
You two guys, CJ, sure. By the way, you met your alter ego drinking partner over here.
Well, hang out with everybody. I hang out with everybody but Joe, because he was across the street from me in Vegas and didn't come see me.
Dude, fuck off. You weren't even there, dude. I was at the Mirage. You were already gone. You told me to go across the street and try a Tommy Knocker. But I just, dude, it's not like 1990 where you can cross the street of Vegas. You have to go over the fucking freeway, around the current turn, walk halfway down the block. Fuck that place now.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Joe, where are you living now? Oh, you live up in PA, okay.
Yeah, I'm living up in the Poconos, bro. Like by your.
Yeah, he's up in the fucking middle of nowhere. That's why he's got to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Dan, tell him how amazing this is up here because CJ's being ignorant right now.
Uh-oh. No, it's beautiful where you live.
It's fucking amazing. This is the tri-state area, bro. No. Extended.
Tri-state. It is gorgeous up there. I love it up there. I told you that.
It's fucking unbelievable. This is like the East Coast Napa Valley.
I might have a couple kids running around up there because I lived up there in the eighth grade. So who knows?
Dude, you weren't fucking.
Got a couple kids running around up there. That's pretty funny, then.
Hey, well, listen, I gotta tell you.
No, I did.
This is podcast number 8, and this is called. I'm gonna name this one the fucking heavy hitters because you two are the most drinking motherfuckers I know. Fucking CJ and Stan Burns just holding it down, man. You guys could definitely fucking drink.
Well, I want to drink with CJ.
Definitely.
I want to drink with CJ.
CJ,
you know what?
So
hey, I plan on coming to Colorado pretty soon, Dan. We're gonna have to keep in touch.
Dude, do a fucking road trip.
Hey, this is what I think, Joe. I think me and CJ are gonna call in all fucking wasted from Denver.
That sounds good to me. Dude, don't tell CJ that. That motherfucker will get in the car tonight. He'll be there by tomorrow morning. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow good. Morning, man.
That sounds like a plan.
It's funny. Hey,
I just want to hear this fuck. I just want to hear the podcast because. It's probably funny because you fucked it up 3 times, but God bless you,
dude,
Joe.
Fuck off. I told you I'm learning this shit. Hey, listen, you guys seem to be getting along pretty good. I'm going to go piss because I had a few beers. So you guys carry on. I'll be right back.
Hey, no, Joe, listen. When you piss, you should.
Wait. Dan, so he's pausing his podcast so he can go take a leak and we got to continue?
I want to hear him screaming because you know it burns when he pees.
It does burn when he pees. It's burned for years.
This guy's fucking him. Hey, CJ, so where do you live at, Cali?
Yeah,
CJ, live in Cali?
Right, yeah, I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, dude, fuck. All right, well, listen, you need to come to Colorado, man. That's all I'm saying.
What part of Colorado are you at? It's a big state.
I'm in Denver, bro. It's easy.
You're in Denver?
Yeah, I'm in Denver. Yep, come to Denver. We'll show you around.
Are you a Denver fan?
Yeah, I got Broncos season tickets. I root for the Manning brothers, man.
You do?
Peyton and Eli.
Yeah.
I'm from Jersey originally, so it's all good.
All right.
Root for the Manning brothers. Hey, is this guy done peeing? Is this guy peeing, or is he like in a fucking, whatever those is, Priopa commercial or something?
I'm guessing he's a sit-down to pee guy. That'd be my guess, because it's taking a while.
He's like, oh, dribble, oh.
Fuck. What the fuck did I miss?
Well, you know what it is. He doesn't load up his laundry no more.
What's that stuff? Papisha? Where you got to take this stuff to help you pee?
Dude, I'm telling
Come on,
you,
Joe Howard.
Dude, I'll tell you, it hurts when I pee.
Although I'm guessing she's still there.
Anyway.
She says it hurts when I pee.
Hey, listen. I just want to tell you guys that, first of all, Danny, I'm not going to get too serious, but I'm going to just tell you, my friend CJ and Renee have been through a lot of shit. This is kind of a rough week for them.
What am I, fucking, Wade was through shit too, you sent all your friends through shit to me? All right, we'll fix them all up, man.
No, what I'm saying is that CJ and Renee have been through, a pretty traumatic experience a couple years back. They lost a child, and this is their week where they kind of cut loose and they do their thing, but it seems like, they got a lot of people on board that love them, but they're getting through it. But this is their week where they just have fun and they just say, fuck it, and they got a house in San Diego, they got a house in Hollywood, they bounce back and forth. They're always on the move, these two, and they're making the best of it, man. I don't think a lot of people could have made it through.
Hey, Joe, I got news for you.
What's up?
News for you.
Go ahead.
You ready for this? This is a big blast right now. You're going to get it. Is this on your podcast?
Wait,
is this live direct?
Is this a fucking world premiere?
This is a world premiere right here. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you cannot post this until everything is finalized.
No, dude. I'm posting this shit tonight, so don't say it.
Oh, I'm not saying it then. I'll call
you
later.
I know. I can tell you right now what you're going to say. Renee's pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant.
Fuck. What were you going to say?
We're adopting.
All right. That's good, dude. That's cool.
No. We're not just trying to adopt. We just got matched with a baby.
Oh, nice. From where?
Congratulations, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, dude. That's great, dude. That's good news. From
where? From Wisconsin.
Oh, good, dude. What do you got? What'd they get you?
Huh?
Is it a girl or boy?
It's a boy. We got a little boy.
It's a fucking boy. What's his name going to be?
About 70 listeners, so I guarantee you there's only about five of
our
friends.
No, dude. Hey, first
of
all,
you want to put it up.
Hey, absolutely. I'll tell you right now, you're absolutely wrong, dude. And just so you're being a wise ass, I got to take the time to tell you that this podcast is sponsored by Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds, in theaters now. Now go ahead. Now you talk some shit. Go ahead, CJ.
This podcast is
congratulations, CJ.
Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by Deadpool, a movie where CJ beat the shit out of somebody and got jumped by two dudes and fucked them all up and got kicked out.
Hey,
in theaters now.
You know, seriously, I love the first 25 minutes of it. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Dude, for an anti superhero movie, you definitely made it superhero. That's good job.
Hey, well, listen.
Well, congratulations, Uncle Joe.
Thanks, man.
I'm pulling in the Popeye's chicken right now because I like Popeye's chicken and black women. So it's also sponsored by Popeye's, Joe.
All
right. And,
we'll do Popeye's.
I hope to see that sweet tea is good. But I hope to see you and CJ in Denver soon.
No, you're not leaving right now, motherfucker. Order your food. We'll just do your thing. We're talking.
Oh, fuck. I'm blowing a red light right here. Oh, fuck. Here comes a popo.
Are you serious? You got the one time behind you?
No, I just ran a red light, though.
Dude, that's not good. Hey, I don't look. Hey, you guys got to both.
Dan, are you being one of those people that everybody else in the room yells at because we see them on the phone when they run a red light?
Yeah. I mean, I run red lights. It's a lot more safer when you're sober running it than when you're fucking hammered in the Coors van, but hey.
Right. Well, you know, running a red light is a good thing.
That's another story.
Hammered.
Yeah.
Hey, so
all right, I'm going to go because I got a house full of people right now, and I love you to Dutch Joe Howard.
CJ,
Happy anniversary.
CJ, who's there?
Happy anniversary to your arm. Huh?
Who's there at your house?
Who's there?
I got Skip over here right now. I got Debbie. I got Trevor.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Hold on. Who's the new caller?
You want to talk to Debbie? Yeah. Yeah, go call Debbie.
Joe.
Who is this?
I want to talk to Joe Howard.
This is Joe Howard. Who is this?
This is Sharon Doherty.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
What's going on, Sharon?
I don't know if I'm talking to 5 million people or one.
You're talking to CJ Jackson, and you're talking to Danny Burns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Sharon,
that's
Burns.
The same thing that I said when I found out I was talking to Danny Burns.
Sharon was my girlfriend in 7th grade for like a day. So, hey.
Are you serious?
Who said that?
Dude, that was Danny Burns.
Your arm still looks like shit.
Hey, fuck off, CJ. I'll talk to you later.
Sharon.
Wait,
bye. My girlfriend for a day and Joe asked for a day. Oh,
yes, we were dating for a day. That's
hilarious, dude.
Sharon, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? He said who had the balls. I have plenty of balls.
I knew.
Are you drinking some Jameson right now?
No, I actually drink brandy.
Oh, I dated a girl named Brandy once. But anyway.
Yo, man.
Like, who am I talking to? Am I talking to Joe or am I talking to Dan?
You're on the phone with Dan Burns and Joe Howard, but Danny's very fucking loud and belligerent, and he's not even drinking. So if it's loud, it's
I haven't
Dan.
Been drinking. I'm driving. I don't drink and drive.
How the fuck do you guys still hang out together? I haven't seen you guys haven't been around together in a long time.
Me and Dan Burns.
No, you don't understand. I'm in Colorado right now. Joe's in Pennsylvania. We're on a freaking podcast or something.
Yeah, and you're in Jersey. Hey, you know, Sharon comes up here all the time. She's fucking down the street at this place called Cabin Fever, literally 5 minutes down the street from my house.
You didn't fucking call me and say, come have dinner, bitch.
Well, you want to know why? Because I was in Jersey at the time, actually, robbing you. Oh, shit. No, so.
Oh, I missed that. I miss those Jersey girls. Like, hey, motherfucker, you didn't call me, bitch.
Exactly.
I like it.
Hey, when people fucking post that they're in, when people from Jersey come up to like, you know, the Great Wolf Lodge or anywhere else skiing at Shawnee or Big Bear. I'm like,
I don't go to no fucking Great Wolf Lodge. I go to a Woodfield Manor in a cabin in the middle of nowhere, and I go ski with my kids, and I go back to the cabin in the fireplace, and that's it.
Sharon, are you married?
Yes, unfortunately.
I know. Well, I know. Everybody's at that point. But
no, it's been like that for years. It's horrible.
Well, don't worry. Just it doesn't matter.
I have plenty of friends to pick me up if I need them.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. If you're unhappily married, don't even worry about it because Joe Howard's still around.
Everybody's unhappily married, but I know that I have the best friends that would always pick me up if I need them today.
That's true. And when you say pick me up, what exactly are you talking about?
Well, you need to get a big rod and pick me up.
Oh, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, Danny.
Yes, sir. I'm sitting there. All right.
Are you in the fucking drive-thru of Popeyes right now?
Wait. So Danny's in Colorado, and you're in Pennsylvania, and I'm in Jersey, and we're all talking to each other?
Yeah, we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this up later.
Yeah. Are we on the air for what?
We're just, dude, I just do this, like, I'm sitting here like it's 8:30. What do I do?
Holy shit. No, Joe needs to get a puppy, because, like, I'm driving here. I almost drove off a fucking mountain twice, and, you know, but Sharon Doherty's on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, and where the fuck is my voice going to? Because you know a lot of people know who I am.
Well, then don't say your last name. And Danny, stop saying her last name. Anyway,
Sam Burns.
Where is the podcast going to? Like, what are you on? What kind of radio station are you on?
No, well, I am. People from Sirius are, like, thinking about picking me up, but they just always want to hear me talking.
Hey, Joe, your fucking nose is growing. Shut the fuck up.
Dude,
let me ask you something.
Seriously,
is anyone from fucking Sarahville listening to me right now? Because other than that, I can care less.
No, people in Sarahville will be listening to you as soon as I post this shit.
You're not going to post it because I'll fuck you up.
No,
if
it's
you live right down from cabin fever, I will come down there and get you.
No, listen, it's going to get posted, so be funny as you can. Hey, first
you said
of all.
No, I will fuck you up. You know that, right?
No, dude, listen, this is a podcast. And you're my property right now.
Listen, I'm the bitch that called you because you said I had no balls.
I know, but you have balls for calling, but you're
so
out of
balls. What other bitch called you tonight? What other bitch called you besides me tonight?
Called them.
Just Danny and CJ.
You called them, but who else called them?
My friend Bobby called this kid.
So what girl called you?
You're the only girl with balls so far.
Because I have the biggest balls in the wall.
That's right. How's Maddie?
Balls to the wall, hey, man. Stop playing, Joe.
How's Maddie doing?
Because I love my young men. I never forget my young men.
I know, man. We're the best. Dude, if it wasn't for Facebook, this wouldn't even be possible.
Oh, I can't even believe it. Sharon,
that is
really
true.
I can't believe you guys went out. I have a good Sharon story. So we're at Sharon Bartz's house partying.
I know that.
But we were there, and we were all partying, and all
Was I drinking Boone's Farm Rye and stuck in the middle of the room throwing up?
Yes. Remember that?
I remember that, Jack.
Me and you were fucking passed out in that room, and I was like, man, I totally want to bang this chick, but I'm too drunk. And she was really fucking drunk, so.
Oh, no, you weren't never banging me, because I didn't even kiss anybody back then.
I know, but I would have probably.
Hey, you kissed me in seventh grader. Maybe that was somebody else.
Listen,
okay,
I saw you at Simcoe's a couple years later. I'm like, oh, my God, what an ass. And then I don't know what happened. You got lost in the shuffle.
Hey, Joe, because here's the deal. When chicks are thrown up, I always want to kiss them.
I know, Dan. Exactly.
What the hell's wrong with
you? I didn't drink. I was hanging out with Debbie, and she drank, and she made me drink. I'm like, bah!
I know.
I would have held her hair back or something nice gentleman-like, Joe. You know, I'll teach you.
Well, he was laying next to thrown up with me.
Oh.
We were in there.
It was a true date.
We were in the pass out room. We had those.
Oh my God. You know, I don't know if you should play this podcast. I won't be able to run for president in 4 years.
Dude, who cares? Hey, anyway, Sharon,
about being president.
Danny's gonna invite you out to Colorado. Go ahead, Dan.
I would love to go to Colorado. Dan's in New Jersey. I never had a chance to hook up with him, but he hangs out with
us. Sharon, I had this big birthday party. Nobody came but you. What's up with that?
Well, nobody fucking invited me.
Dude,
it was all over Facebook. Everybody was there.
Dude, everybody was there.
Nobody invited me personally.
Well, no one got a personal invite except me.
Okay, was I supposed to just show up and be like, hey?
Yeah, he put the address and he was like, everybody show up here. I'm doing the tap takeover. And then people just showed up.
Well, you have to remember, I didn't go to high school with all you people. I went to Votech.
I know.
So what are you doing now? Like, you went to Votech, so what, you build cars now or what?
Oh,
no, I lay in bed and take care of my children.
And you know what else she does?
You're a great mom. I see all the posts. Your daughter's beautiful, by the way.
I love Maddie.
I can't wait
to meet her.
Oh, my God, she's gorgeous, isn't she?
I can't wait to meet her. Yep. Hey, listen, I love the fact that that Sharon goes on and she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, guys, I love my deck. She sits out in that backyard, dude. She's in heaven. That's an easy
girl
to please.
Oh my God, isn't it a beautiful deck?
Yeah, you have a nice deck.
I actually am gonna go outside and hang out on my deck.
Hey, me and Danny are deckheads.
You can come over and hang out on my deck all you want.
I know, man. It looks really fun.
As long as you have a big deck, you can hang on my deck.
Oh,
hey, Joe.
Shit.
Joe.
What's up?
Someday you have a big deck of your own.
Danny. Jesus. Why are you putting me down?
I can't believe I'm hanging out talking to you guys on the phone. This is so cool.
I know. It's awesome. Hey, listen, Danny. The whole thing is, like, when you throw it up there, like, I'm just like, fuck it. Whoever calls, I'm just going to add them to the call. And it's cool. I have my West Coast friends. They started off East Coast friends, but they're all at my friend CJ's house. We have a major announcement. My friend CJ and Renee, they have a kid. They're adopting a kid. He just said that went through. That's pretty fucking exciting to the podcast. And now,
well, fucking yeah.
And now Danny just started a new company, and I don't know if anybody's going to listen to it from your new company, Dan, but you blew the other company off really well. Like, you did, that shit blew up, and you promoted the shit
out of
it.
Well, you know what? He's got less kids to hang out with now. He's making more money.
It's true. And Danny, he's going to take the show on the road as soon as they come up, as soon as they build another brewery. Because right now,
he's a fucking hard worker.
But Danny, they can't even handle Danny's sales skills right now until they build another brewery.
It's all good, buddy. It's all good. Hey, I'm at Popeye's Chicken. What should I get?
I don't know. Get some
Creole. I don't know. I've never ate Popeye's Chicken. What's there?
Oh, it's good. It's good going in, but your asshole burns on the way out. But hey, the spicy is good.
Gino's? Remember Gino's at the Oh my God, it was the best chicken.
That shit is good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sharon,
but,
it's really weird.
Yeah,
go ahead. Your voice sounds completely different than it did in high school.
Yeah, but when I did it, well, because
I'm... Yeah, girls' voices aren't supposed to change. Go ahead, Danny, sorry.
But
well,
no,
when I
did it...
Right?
What's that?
I sound like a baby, right?
A little bit. But go ahead, Dan. It's kind of sexy.
Yeah, when I dated Sharon in seventh grade, I you know, I wrestled 88 pounds, but I ate that kid. So now I'm about 280.
You
so
do.
So good.
I love watching you wrestle. You used to wear that little
What's
blue
that?
Outfit.
You're not 280, Dan.
I love watching you wrestle. You wear that little blue outfit.
I know. What an ass.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you
I'm going to go put it on right now.
Wait, did you guys
I'm going to go put it on right now.
Did you guys pass notes and shit?
A little triangle
yeah.
thing?
That's too funny.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Too funny.
God.
Hey, listen.
Those kids don't know what they're missing. They're passing notes.
Do you guys want
to
hear something?
And then I left all you men and went to Votech to hang out with a bunch of drug addicts.
No, but you hung out with Spishock, didn't you?
Yeah, I hung out with Spishock.
Dude, I still hang out with Spishock.
I love him. He's the best.
I know. He just bought a house up here.
I know. You so
much. I haven't heard from Spishock in years. Tell him hello.
All right, I will. Danny.
Did you tell him I said hello that day? Remember
did.
I was talking to you and you were driving?
Yes, and I did tell him that. Actually,
you were driving in the winter and I told you.
I have a bunch of friends that every time they come up here, they buy a fucking house. Hold on. Let's hear Danny's order.
Hello?
How do you want a hot, piping chicken leg and a big, juicy breast?
You want big,
I'm a breast man.
Fucking
fire
nice
fries.
No.
Tell him you want a fire pie.
You want a juicy breast.
Yes.
And a hot
I
leg.
I can't hear you right now. Hello?
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I want the meal and give me those mashed potatoes. Give me those mashed potatoes.
What's
Wait,
in the fucking meal, Dan?
I need wet gravy.
Yeah, he does.
Spicy, please.
Oh, my God.
Like American pie. Stick that shit in the gravy.
Hey, listen.
That's it, buddy.
Sharon.
Hey, a big sweet tea.
What?
I said to Sharon,
yep.
I'm like, yo, when you're up here, come fucking hang out. And she's like, you mean everybody? I'm like, yeah, why not? What did you
Thanks,
mean?
Sir.
What did you mean by that, though?
Well, you know, he's with me all the time.
Oh, all right.
Who's that?
Well, we can always go in the other room and talk.
Hey, well, which doctor did you marry? The wrestler one?
Yeah.
Wait.
The older one, though.
Yeah,
Hold
the
on.
Older
did,
one.
Did
and when
go
I
to
went Sarahville? To yeah, no, from all, but she went to he got a scholarship to go to Trenton State for you as a wrestler.
Oh my God, I know who he is.
Yeah,
he
I knew Keith. Yeah,
Keith
and then
brother.
I knew her crazy
younger brother.
Yeah, and I knew the crazy neighbor, Steve Zakowski, with the long-ass hair
yes,
years ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dude, that's crazy.
Or Brad, his friend Brad.
You have two kids, right?
Yeah, I have Patrick, who's 13, and Madison's 10. They're fucking awesome.
They are. They seem like fun kids.
I love my family.
I know. That's awesome. No,
Sharon, you should have another kid.
I would love to have another kid. I'm 47, though, and they told me I could still have kids, but
Why don't you just
I don't
break
know.
One out? Break one out.
No, I'd like to have another boy if I could.
Well, just
well, listen, I need to have a boy to carry on my name, so
maybe that's impossible.
I'm gonna have a boy, so
I have many different faces. I have many different colors and lengths to have sex with, but not him.
Oh my God, Jesus, dude! Is that gonna be good if I wait?
Is that buzz? Wait a minute, I hear buzzing in the background.
I'm totally fucking serious. I ain't lying.
All right.
No, it's funny.
How many women will tell you the truth?
Hey, I married the same girl twice. I can't say shit.
Are you fucking
kidding
me? Yeah,
his name's Fred.
No, dude. I married my wife. She was beautiful, amazing, and I was a real dick and a real asshole, and I was a cheater. And then we split up, and then...
Well, I would have just sliced your throat open.
Well, then we got back together, and then I was even worse the second time. But I didn't quit. I kept trying.
You know why? Because she took you back.
No, it was a hard road back, actually, but it was weird because I was like, do I want to get back? And then I moved to West Hollywood, and I was just banging all kinds of chicks, and I'm like, you better hurry up and make this happen, because there was too many options available.
Well, I hope you wore a rubber and not get a disease.
Fuck that. I don't get it. Hey, I'm type O positive. I can't get a disease.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw the fuck off.
That's what I tell all the girls.
Hey, Joe. What? Hey, Joe. At the end of the day, you are a great father. I'll give you that.
Thanks, buddy.
Two pictures of lion cheating husband, but you're great dad.
Gorgeous.
What's that?
That one picture of her is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I love her. She's a great kid. Dude, she's Danny's daughter? Oh, my God, Dan, let me get that sale. What's up?
You know what, Dan Burns? Your daughter is fucking beautiful.
Right,
why the hell have you been hiding her all these years?
Dude, he has been hiding her.
Hey, ask her mother. Ask her mother. Mother's been hiding her for years.
Dan, I'm telling you right now.
I don't know why you've been hiding her. She's absolutely beautiful.
Dude, she really is. Dan shows up in a picture with his daughter, and everybody's like, what the fuck? And of course, you have to be as respectful as possible. I'm like, hey, Danny, who's the beautiful young lady in the picture? He's like, that's my daughter, motherfucker. Like, I even asked him nice, and he was like,
yeah, well, meanwhile, he hangs out with tits and ass every fucking night, and he puts his picture of his daughter on there. And we're like, what?
Hey, it's my job. It's all about promoting beer.
Bullshit. You had your tits and ass in your face every day.
God.
Now you got a new job, and you're doing better.
Danny had a chaunch
hey,
box.
I just like the way you
head.
Say tits and ass.
Yeah, say that again.
You got a lot of tits and ass in that job. That's for damn sure.
Dude, Danny's job
is... Sometimes I even got a little hot over it.
I know. Danny's job is titties and beer for fucking years.
Tits and ass and flat stomachs with little fucking rings on their bellies.
Oh, my God.
Danny. Okay, but now with a little more
Danny,
sophisticated
how much,
company.
Danny, how much vulva did you fucking pick up? Come on. Be real.
Well... Dan, I did okay.
All right.
He's a nice guy. He doesn't talk about things like that.
Come on, Dan. What was it like?
He doesn't disrespect women. He just likes to pick pictures of them.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm a gentleman, yeah.
He's also got a daughter, so don't forget that.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
Joe.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Sharon's my new agent. Sharon, you need to follow me around state to state and just be my mouthpiece, be my agent.
Exactly.
I will be your mouthpiece.
Dan, she would
I think
be so
you are
fucking
awesome.
Busy,
Dan. I think you're amazing.
Danny, she would be so busy because you are so... fucking not correct.
Who is the bitch that called into this fucking podcast?
That's my girl, Sharon. She's like, who the fuck is this motherfucker saying who's got balls to call in? Look out.
Who's that?
He's like, who's got balls? I'm like, fuck you, I'm calling right now.
It's so funny because you two were the first ones to call in. I'm like, oh.
Really? And no one else has called in yet?
No, my friend CJ. People have been calling in, but I'm not going to do more than two people on here. It's just everybody stepping on each other.
Oh, I don't want to ruin your night.
No, it's not that. No. We're good as three. We're a good threesome right here.
Well
listen, I'm
going to
eat some Popeye's chicken.
Danny,
listen, I find it funny that me, Dan, and you are on the phone.
Danny, you're not fucking leaving. You're going to eat
thanks,
the food
buddy.
And talk. It's okay. You're going to park.
Just stick your finger in
yeah.
the gravy
Neil?
And just
yeah, thanks,
buddy. Okay, Dan?
Danny, just pull over in a parking spot. And just fucking eat and just stay on. Who cares?
No, Joe, listen to me. I'm going to give you a little advice because, you know, I'm pretty good. You know, you don't want this thing to be too winded. I mean, we've been on for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, fuck off. Let me worry about that. I'll tell you how long.
Well, I mean, if you have other people calling in, we don't want to ruin it for you.
No, it's all good. No, we're fine.
Hey, Joe, I think you should go off the phone and just let me talk to my high school, my seventh grade sweetheart, Sharon, for a little bit. I'm just kidding.
I know, it's crazy. I know.
I want to ask you guys something to tell you the truth. I want to really know a question.
Right.
I never talked to really anybody. You know that. But I
you
never
know
thought that I was that pretty that everybody thought I was so cute.
Yeah, but we thought you were stuck up because you're so fucking quiet.
Because I didn't talk to anybody.
I think it's such a cute
I never thought that, Joe. I thought she was a cutie pie.
She had the best
and she,
ass.
You know, we had one day of bliss and then she dumped me.
Damn.
because I didn't like anybody. I was afraid to talk to people.
Did you wouldn't even come to Morgan because that's dangerous.
No, because you foresee in your future like a nightstand full of different.
You want to know the truth? Yeah. Why I didn't talk to boys?
Why?
You want to know the honest truth? Are you ready for the truth?
Go ahead.
Are you really?
You can't handle the truth.
I can't.
No, seriously, are you ready?
Yes.
I was raped for like 2 years when I was 3 years old.
Whoa. Hold on a second. This podcast just got fucking real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So,
what? When you were three?
Yeah, for like 2 years, my mother had me babysitting with some babysitter while she was working, and the guy that lived there like raped me and like did a lot of things to me for 2 years.
Well, could we kill him?
And then I actually he's dead, but anyway, I can't really talk about that. But okay. Yeah, forever it happened. I had to go to court in New Brunswick and everything.
Wow, I'm sorry that happened.
Well, it happened, and it's reality, and that's why I was so off Spanish to boys. They thought I was fuck up, but that's really not
what the
reason.
Fuck?
That's terrible. Dan,
the pee?
Dan, what's up, man?
It just was uncomfortable with me when I got
I had a sweet tea on there, too, right?
Odd.
Large.
Say?
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, it's okay. Good. Keep going.
No, I shouldn't even have said that. Probably ruin your podcast.
Hey, Sharon's emptying her heart out here, Dan, and you're ordering fucking fast food? How disrespectful is this?
Hey, Joe, I ordered it 5 minutes ago. We just dropped the bomb on us.
I know.
He hasn't even eaten it yet.
Okay. No, I mean, that's cool that you can talk about that stuff now. I mean, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's fucking terrible.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
I don't know. For sure. I don't know.
You're not honest about it.
That's true. Danny, tell us about it.
I'm honest. I don't give a fuck. It happened to me. It is what it is. I went to therapy.
Yeah,
you
can't.
But, Joe, seriously.
What's up?
Joe, listen to me. You fuck you. So, you know, Sharon's got balls, like she said, but, you know, I don't know if you can edit these fucking things, but I don't know if Sharon wants the stuff on your fucking Facebook page. I'm just saying.
Dude, it's not on Facebook, asshole. Oh, wait, it will be, right. But I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck. I tell everybody who complains about shit, I'm like, you know what? You're a fucking, when they complain about their kids doing shit on Facebook, I'm like, you know what? You're a scumbag because, you know what, they can get raped. I'm like, what do you know about me? Because I was raped, asshole. Like, I'm not going to lie about it.
And Sharon, I'm not making a joke of this at all because it's very serious, but Danny, tell us about the time you got raped.
Joe,
down the
hey,
tracks
Joe?
In Laurel Park.
Who did it, Bubba or Larry?
Dude, seriously.
No, it was fucking Joe. It was Joe, and I didn't feel a thing, so it wasn't that bad.
I mean, Danny gave
me a
hand.
He didn't have a big dick? His dick wasn't big enough to fuck you?
No, Danny was, I stayed at Danny's house, and by the way, like, Danny's mom was the greatest. She's like, who the fuck is, what? This fucking guy's not sleeping over my house.
No, Joe, because you fucking lied and said you were Joe Vitale.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, yeah!
No, you told me to say that. Who the fuck would do that on their own?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, then
God.
Your mother showed up with three other mothers, and it was almost Rumble in the Jungle, and Moral Park was bad.
Now, your mom's funny. I used to, like, run away and, like, sleep at Daniel Consley's house on a school night.
Oh, my God.
Who
what
didn't?
Happened to her? She had weird eyes. Didn't she have a fuck-up lazy eye?
Whoa.
No, she was always a very beautiful girl.
She's a beautiful girl, but she had a fuck-up lazy eye.
That was, like, my first
Whoa.
Girlfriend. Dude. I'm going to name my girlfriends in a row. Ready? Lisa Romano, Katie Fallon, Daniel Consley. Those are my first three girlfriends.
You know that I'm really good friends with Katie Fallon?
I know. Katie's awesome, man. I love her.
She's a good person.
Yeah, she's really
but
cool.
Hey, Joe, name your boyfriends now.
Dan, I don't got time for that.
Well, guys, how come you're not married? How come you're your own girlfriends? What the fuck? You guys are so funny.
I got my go-to girls, but I'm going to wait for somebody who's going to, like, really be the really, a really good girl, but... I'm not really interested in getting involved with somebody because as soon as I start fucking them good, they want to get married, and that's what I don't want to do.
Well, that's why you shouldn't fuck them.
No,
you
but
should
I
memorize them.
I got yo man. No, it's not even that. I'm not gonna lie. I've been in a little bit of a slump. People call it a slump, but I just don't give a fuck right now. I'm like in remission.
You have a hand.
I could retire from ass. With all the porn, why would I want a girlfriend?
You don't need porn. You have a hand.
I have lots of girlfriends.
I got Popeye's chicken. It's delicious.
Yeah, Danny,
he's
don't be
got hot gravy and mashed potatoes.
Danny's gonna have a greasy hand, and he's going home with that greasy hand. He's gonna he's gonna rough up the suspect.
I got mashed potatoes.
No, he's got the mashed potatoes with the hot gravy. That's all he needs.
Yeah. Well.
Oh shit! I need glasses. I can't drive at night.
Danny. Yeah. I told you. You need glasses if you're gonna play with it that much. Now our eyes are fucked up because we're looking at our phones every 2 seconds. That's the deal.
Well, listen, everybody's invited to Colorado. Come on out to Colorado, or I'll see you. And Sharon, wherever my birthday party is this year, you have to be there. It might be Vegas, might be Costa Rica. If Hillary becomes president, I'm moving to Costa Rica, just so everybody knows.
No, I'm moving to Costa Rica. Why?
I like it there. There's nice ladies there.
Well, can I visit?
What's that? Can you visit?
Can I visit and be a good girl?
Yeah, topless beaches. Get a note from your husband or bring him with.
Yeah, but I don't need no XM radio or no photograph.
No, dude, we were just talking. Everybody says this, but can you imagine if when we were in school, if we had fucking recording phones, how
no,
fucking
no. Seriously, think about that. I mean, why would you want to go out and have fun with your friends and have everything fucking put on Facebook?
It's not even that.
Exactly.
Just off to look at.
Just the shit we used to do. I mean, we would all be in fucking jail. That's a true story.
Joe, I'm going to call you. Hey, Joe.
Recorded.
Go ahead, Danny.
No, it's good.
You were saying something.
I forgot.
But he's got his finger in the gravy.
And Danny's so hungry right now.
Actually,
that's not my finger, sweetheart.
Gravy. I just want to stick my finger in that gravy and, like, lick it up good.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jesus. Baby. God, Sharon, where was that girl in seventh grade?
I know, really. What Jesus. The fuck?
Oh, she grew up.
I'd still be in Jersey. I'd have, like, 10 kids. Bailing.
I'm going to tell you a story, Danny. Listen, I saw Sharon at Simcoe's, and I think she was digging me a little bit. Like, my hair was long. I just got back from Hollywood. I was there on vacation at my mom's house, and I saw Sharon, and I was like, God damn, she looks good. And we started chatting it up. I bought her a few drinks, and then some dude just come fucking swooping in when I went to the bathroom, and that was it. That was a to be continued.
That was her husband?
I don't know.
My husband.
It probably was, man. And I fucking got you all primed up and ready, and he's off banging you and having two kids with you. What the fuck?
Well, it probably was my husband, because I still do it to him today.
Okay. I was going to say. Well, anyway.
That's a good husband, though.
What are you going to do? He's like, I'm like, I'm going to go have fun. You do what the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck.
That's awesome. No,
yep.
We go home together, and that's it. Yeah, we're parents.
Hey, Joe. And he would have schooled you because he's a wrestler. I mean, you were a mad-ass running back for the Morgan Panthers.
Dude, I was a fucking
her husband
wrestler, too. I just didn't get a haircut.
Whatever. You weren't a wrestler.
You're a man. What the fuck do you think you can do to you? If I could beat him up, who could beat him up?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Joe. You weren't a wrestler. You didn't put on the blue tights that Sharon told you.
Bitch, check this out. I really did.
Man,
I never
you
wrestled.
You did look hot in those blue pants, though. I used to love watching those blue pants.
Dude, remember Danny's fucking ear? We used to call him Matt Burns. Remember that shit?
No, he doesn't have an ear.
No,
all
he used to have cauliflower
ears.
Ear, man. He used to get fucked up
and
all
so
the time.
And so does my husband. It's good wrestlers have cauliflower ears.
That's insane.
It means they're good wrestlers. They had nothing bring them down.
Now, Danny was scrappy, man, definitely. Danny was fucking fun to hang out with.
Hey, and Joe, know what else? When we were those singlets that kept their balls down, our penises grew up to be huge.
Oh, my God.
It's like we kept them restrained for so long that when we finally let it out of the singlet, boom. I mean, that's why chicks dig
Danny,
me.
That's not true. That one match, they had to give you a pause time so you can go in and get yourself under control.
Dude, listen to me. You think it's the beer,
he
but it's actually.
Blue balls. He had a blue outfit and a blue ball. Who took care of those blue balls for you, Danny?
It was just one big one because I went out with some girl for one day in seventh grade and she didn't give me any.
Damn, Sharon. Jesus.
And you still have the blue ball?
That's too funny, man.
Yeah, it's in my drawer.
You have to come to Jersey so I can fix that for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop. Jeez. So where's this going?
Hold on a second. All right,
listen.
Jesus. Well, go ahead, Dan.
Sharon, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Good night, Dan.
When you go on your nightstand tonight? When you go on your nightstand tonight? You know, thinking, no. Hey, but Joe, I got to go. So listen, call me next time.
All right, brother. Love you, man.
Bye,
I'm signing off.
Hey, you didn't say you
love
me.
You hanging up?
I'm not hanging up. Hang on.
Yeah.
Danny,
I'm hanging up. Joe's still here.
Danny,
call up some other.
You didn't
call
say
somebody.
You love me.
Call up. Hey,
what?
Joe, call up Wayne.
Oh, fuck yeah. I should have Wayne call in.
Wayne
call
Donald?
Wayne. Wayne would love this shit.
All right, I'm gonna hit up
Wayne's
Wayne
World.
Donald?
Wayne's World.
Hey, Danny, do me a favor. When you get off the phone, call Wayne and give him the number to dial in because I don't have to do it.
Just
Wayne
fucking
Donald?
Call him.
Come on, Wayne. Danny, I'm on a fucking show right now. All right, I'll call him right now. Hold on. We're going to put it on speakerphone. Did he leave? Danny, are you still there? Wayno. Call that motherfucker right now.
You talking about Wayno Gomez?
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't he far away doing some kind of music thing right now?
He's on tour with the Eagles. It doesn't matter. It's my.
Yeah, can you believe he's on tour with the Eagles? Like, we know some pretty good fucking people, right?
Yeah, we do. So Danny's
you really know a lot of people, though.
Yeah, Danny's officially off the call. So.
Well, you know, he's always talking a good shit, but he doesn't stay in the game.
That's true. Come on, Wayne.
He does
pick
talk
up.
A lot of good shit.
Dude, Wayne Organis calls me, leaves me messages all week. The one fucking time I really want to talk to him, he's not picking up.
What's up, Wayno here? Sorry, Mr. Carl.
Oh, Wayno.
Leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Wait, let me talk.
Okay.
Hold on, he won't be able to hear you. Hold on.
At the tone, please record.
No, no, I have headphones on.
Hey, I'll talk.
No, hold on. You're going to hear you. Hold on, because I have headphones. Wayno, what's up? Give me a call right now. It's important. 570-468-1151. Don't be a
it's
bitch.
It's an emergency. You have to call immediately.
Oh, he's not going to call. He'll call me fucking 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, dude, sorry, just got your message. Anyway, so.
Well, I'll go on Facebook and tell him to call.
Well, listen. All I'm going to say is this. Like, you've been coming up to my neck of the woods, and you haven't even fucking tried to hang out one time. What's up with that?
Let me tell you something. You're always not fucking there, to tell you the truth, when I'm there. You're always in Hollywood.
All right.
So wait, this is the first time you told me after I left that you were home.
That's true. My bad. No, it's cool that you come up and you like it up here. You should move up here.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's fucking beautiful, isn't it? It's not crowded.
Oh, my God, yeah. People are like, oh, it's so cold. Fucking this in nature, bitch. Get out there. Enjoy it.
Exactly, dude. That's what I'm saying. But listen, I got to say, like, it's been cool. I'm glad that, like, we're in touch. And, like, you're one of the only people on there I follow, because a lot of people just post really stupid shit. And we're starting to realize who's crazy and who's not crazy. But we're just kind of crazy, so we're good. But we're not.
I'm good. I'm good crazy. Exactly. I'm bipolar, so we're good.
Yeah, me too. I'm bipolar as shit. Swear to God.
I'm on a lot of medicine.
Dude, don't ever take any of that shit. Well, we could do a whole podcast about that. Because
no, I'm really, I'm bipolar.
Me too. I know.
Since I'm little.
So am I. I think I was, you know what, ever since like 13, like 12 and 13, my body started changing, and that's when I knew something was wrong. And then,
well, because you had to jerk off and get it out.
No, dude, I got to tell you, I was late. I was late at all that. So I got laid before I jerked off. But the thing is, like.
Are you kidding me? That's the way that my son doing all this.
I swear. Like, dude, I was getting hand jobs at the fucking skating rink.
Oh, my God. That's so disgusting, because I never let anybody touch me.
Oh, man.
Well, only because of what I told you.
I know that, but I'm just saying, when you're a guy, it's different. But the thing
is,
too.
Well, now I have to worry about my son. He's 13.
So what? He's definitely. Just tell him not to. Just knock up chicks.
I told him he has to wear rubbers.
Yeah, that's all.
And he can't hang out with sleazy girls.
Yeah, these kids are doing this shit at 13 now. It's like, whatever.
Listen, my son asks me every fucking question you can think of. Could you imagine your 13-year-old telling their mother everything?
I know. That's pretty cool, though. I mean.
It is cool, because I'm not that kind of mom. I'm just like, what it is, what it is. Like, what's going on?
Dude, when he stops telling you shit, that's when you have to worry. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I said to him. He's like, I can't believe he tells you that. I'm like, well, when he stops talking, that's why he's fucking worried if he's doing drugs or something.
That's true. And there's a lot of shit going on right now in Sarajevo. That's not great. But listen, I'm not even.
You know what? It's everywhere.
I know. We're not even going to cut. I don't even want to cut this off, because. But we have to keep it under an hour, so we got like 5 more minutes. So is there anything?
You have fun.
Is there anything that you want to share with the group?
Let's see. What can I share? I'm 47.
Okay.
And I think I want to turn my life around and try a new thing about hanging out with my friends and really being happy.
And now, when you say hanging out with your friends and really being happy, what does that mean?
All my men friends.
And so you're hanging out with your men friends, and how would you get happy?
Well, let's see. We could start with just chilling in the fireplace, and then maybe a little, like, wine, and then a little warm blanket on the floor.
Oh, shit.
And then you just go down the shit and go after it.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That's amazing. Anyway, at least you're truthful, and that's what we love about you. But I gotta say, you are the bitch with balls tonight. You called in. I'm happy you did. You got to talk to a couple old friends, and me and you are always keeping in touch on there, which is amazing. But we gotta definitely hang out soon, and I love you, and I miss you, and I'll see you live soon. We'll make a plan.
All right, love you. Good night, honey.
All right, you take care, babe.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, so that's it. That's podcast number 8. Hope you enjoy.